Text 1. Oh, it's too hot. May I turn on the air conditioner?
Sorry, the air conditioner has broken down. How about an electric fan or just using a paper fan?
Well, an electric fan, please. Text 2. Hi, Joan. Will you go into town soon?
Sorry, Fred. I wasn't planning to. But if you need to go, I can take you.
That will be great. My Aunt Nancy is in hospital in town and I want to visit her.
I am sorry to hear that. Text 3. Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Good afternoon. I want 3 tickets to Tianjin at 5:30.
Sorry, there are only 2 left at the moment. How about half an hour later?
Okay, I will take 3. Text 4. Hi, Lucy. I called you last night, but nobody answered.
Well, I went to see a film with my friend.
What film? Did you enjoy it?
Well, we didn't finish seeing the ending.
Text 5. I'd like to take you out for a typical Chinese dinner.
That sounds interesting. What kind of food is typical?
Well, we can have sweet and sour pork, or we can try hot chicken.
I can't wait to have a hot taste.
Text 6. Hello, Catherine. Have you been to the new sports center yet?
Not yet, George. Where is it?
On Mango Street, you know, near the 118 bus stop.
I see. Is it good?
You can do lots of sports. I played badminton last Friday and watched the table tennis match there, too.
What about swimming?
There is a great swimming pool there, too. Do you want to go with me next week?
Sure. Any day except Thursday.
Well, why don't we go on Wednesday? There is a discount that day.
Okay, let's meet after school.
Hello, Catherine. Have you been to the new sports center yet?
Not yet, George. Where is it?
On Mango Street, you know, near the 118 bus stop.
I see. Is it good?
You can do lots of sports. I played badminton last Friday and watched the table tennis match there, too.
What about swimming?
There is a great swimming pool there, too. Do you want to go with me next week?
Sure. Any day except Thursday.
Well, why don't we go on Wednesday? There is a discount that day.
Okay. Let's meet after school. Text 7. Hi, Bruce. It's Naomi.
Hi, Naomi.
I'm calling about the conference in Shanghai on November 8th. We have to make some changes.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't think the Peace Garden will be big enough. We need a center that can seat at least 600.
That many? Any suggestions?
The Palace Center will be free that day, but it will mean increasing the registration fee by $50.
That's a bit beyond our budget. Is there any other choice?
Oh, the Sunshine Hall is available that day.
That will be perfect. Thanks.
Hi, Bruce. It's Naomi.
Hi, Naomi.
I'm calling about the conference in Shanghai on November 8th. We have to make some changes.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't think the Peace Garden will be big enough. We need a center that can seat at least 600.
That many? Any suggestions?
The Palace Center will be free that day, but it will mean increasing the registration fee by $50.
That's a bit beyond our budget. Is there any other choice?
Oh, the Sunshine Hall is available that day.
That will be perfect. Thanks.
Text 8. David, we all know you took up skateboarding at 10, but did your parents support you?
Yeah, my parents even let me skate in the house.
How about your schoolwork?
That was fine. I was able to get my schoolwork done with good grades. My only problem was that I had so much physical energy that I could not sit still in class. Then some teachers started taking my skateboard away.
That couldn't stop you from skating?
No way! The cool thing was that my parents managed to find me a different school. The headmaster there was wonderful. He let us plan our own PE classes. So guess what class I created?
Skateboarding.
You got it! That was my PE class. By that time, I was turning professional and starting to show off some techniques at competitions.
Is that when your new style became famous?
Yeah, I was kind of like a robot, always coming up with new tricks.
David, we all know you took up skateboarding at 10, but did your parents support you?
Yeah, my parents even let me skate in the house.
How about your schoolwork?
That was fine. I was able to get my schoolwork done with good grades. My only problem was that I had so much physical energy that I could not sit still in class. Then some teachers started taking my skateboard away.
That couldn't stop you from skating?
No way! The cool thing was that my parents managed to find me a different school. The headmaster there was wonderful. He let us plan our own PE classes. So guess what class I created?
Skateboarding.
You got it! That was my PE class. By that time, I was turning professional and starting to show off some techniques at competitions.
Is that when your new style became famous?
Yeah, I was kind of like a robot, always coming up with new tricks. Text 9. Well, I guess there are three things that I cannot live without. You saw me playing with my new toy just now. It's my iPod Touch, and it is great. I often take long bus journeys at the weekend, and on this little thing, I can watch a movie, and that just makes bus journeys fly by. It also has wireless internet, so I can carry it around. And in a coffee shop, I can check my email. And it is also able to play music. My iPod Touch is with me all the time. It's kind of connected to my number two. Number two is the internet. I couldn't live without the internet. I'm online every day reading newspapers, checking out information about things I want to do or see that day, and keeping in touch with family and friends. The internet is such a huge part of my life. I can't imagine what it was like 20 years ago when almost nobody was online. Number three, I suppose, is the sun, which sounds a bit meaningless because everything on Earth requires the sun. But for me, it's not so much about getting what plants and animals get from the sun. It's just being able to enjoy the soft warmth. Lying by the pool, letting my mind empty and clear. Those are my three. How about you? Well, I guess there are three things that I cannot live without. You saw me playing with my new toy just now. It's my iPod Touch, and it is great. I often take long bus journeys at the weekend, and on this little thing, I can watch a movie, and that just makes bus journeys fly by. It also has wireless internet, so I can carry it around, and in a coffee shop, I can check my email. And it is also able to play music. My iPod Touch is with me all the time. It's kind of connected to my number two. Number two is the internet. I couldn't live without the internet. I'm online every day reading newspapers, checking out information about things I want to do or see that day, and keeping in touch with family and friends. The internet is such a huge part of my life. I can't imagine what it was like 20 years ago when almost nobody was online. Number three, I suppose, is the sun, which sounds a bit meaningless because everything on Earth requires the sun. But for me, it's not so much about getting what plants and animals get from the sun. It's just being able to enjoy the soft warmth, lying by the pool, letting my mind empty and clear. Those are my three. How about you?
Text 10. British Airlines, good morning. May I help you?
Yes, you know, my boss would like to fly to Manchester this Sunday.
One moment, please. I'll check the flights. Yes, there's a flight at 15:15 and another at 18:45.
That's fine. Could I make a reservation now? By the way, how much does it cost to go there?
Well, it's only $860. This is the cheapest. Which flight would you like? The first is a direct one, while the second will change in Hong Kong.
The first one, please.
No problem. That's flight BA3188. The flight leaves at 15:15, May 17th, this Sunday, and you'll arrive in Manchester at 9:40 a.m. local time.
I think I'll take it. One more thing. I prefer to have a seat in the front and by the window because my boss suffers from air sickness sometimes.
I'll try to get it for you.
Thank you very much.
British Airlines, good morning. May I help you?
Yes, you know, my boss would like to fly to Manchester this Sunday.
One moment, please. I'll check the flights. Yes. There's a flight at 15:15 and another at 18:45.
That's fine. Could I make a reservation now? By the way, how much does it cost to go there?
Well, it's only $860. This is the cheapest. Which flight would you like? The first is a direct one, while the second will change in Hong Kong.
The first one, please.
No problem. That's flight BA3188. The flight leaves at 15:15, May 17th, this Sunday, and you'll arrive in Manchester at 9:40 a.m. local time.
I think I'll take it. One more thing. I prefer to have a seat in the front and by the window because my boss suffers from air sickness sometimes.
I'll try to get it for you.
Thank you very much.